Yeah, I think we're just going to check him. He just got tagged one time. I think he'd be all right.
Well, go ahead, Tom. Looks like you're getting a lot of guys back. And just comment on whether you expect them all to play, be ready to play.
That's my plan. You know, again, I'll check with our medical staff, but hopefully, you know, the fact that they're out here the first day and then pads with everybody else, I think there's a good chance those guys will have the opportunity to play. So it's good to have them back and look forward to the rest of the week and see what they can do.
What do you like about practicing against another team, and is it something you plan to do every year?
Yeah, I would like to. I mean, if we can find a willing partner, I think anytime you can go against another team, another organization, you get a chance to evaluate your team in a different light. We see our guys against our guys all the time, and I think to evaluate them against somebody else is always fun, different, you know, and it's a true evaluation more so than going against the same guys all the time.
Is there almost more value to that than maybe sometimes a preseason game?
Well, yeah, you get to do more things. You get to really see the things you need to see, you know, as a staff, because we're kind of working together. There's things they need to see. There's things we need to see. So it has its value, but games are still the games. I think there's nothing like a football game because that's what we play. We play games, you know, every week. So I like both, to be honest with you, but I am going to enjoy this experience with Tampa Bay.
What are the general outline of the formats on Tuesday and Wednesday?
Tuesday we'll have on pads. Wednesdays we'll be in shells. You know, we're going to go practice. You know, we'll have 9-on-7, team, pass scale. We'll do some situational football. We'll do a lot of different things, you know, to get our team better and also to get their team better.
And will it be two separate fields?
Yeah, we'll have two separate fields, but I think we'll be together for a lot of it. And then there's times we'll split up doing certain things.
Tackling under the fence?
I'm sorry?
We
won't take anybody to the ground. You know, we'll try to, again, we're going to play a game, so we'll try to keep everybody up. You know, the game's on Friday. This is more or less practice against each other and take care of each other.
On the defense, how unsettled is it relative to the fact that the first unit gave up some yards, the second and third units a bunch of yards? How unsettled is it in terms of being just still a major project, piecing everything together, not too far from the season now?
No, I think it's just work. You know, again, I think what's important is that we get better, you know, and I think everybody has a job to do. And what I said to our team this morning, everybody, offense, defense, and special teams, we all got to do our job better. And I think that's what's most important, that we understand the sense of urgency everywhere on our football team to get better and get better as fast as we can.
You mentioned that you'd like that you think that Josh might play this week and that quarterback will be back. It's a big week for him. You're getting a little sense out here in some of the drills about, you know, what this receiving core can look like. Are you really looking forward to seeing what they do against the box and in this game?
Oh, no, I am. I'm looking forward to, one, having them there, you know, potentially having them all for a game and have them have a go out there and play with our offensive football team. It'd be fun to watch all those guys and see the different pieces. But, again, we got to get them there. And I just want to make sure, again, I'm going to be cautious. Again, I'm going to talk to our medical staff. They were out here today, which was good. We'll see where they are this evening, and hopefully they'll be back out here tomorrow so we can get better again before we take off, and we'll have them every day. I think that's the goal. I think when we started this process with Josh and with Corey since his hamstring, our whole goal is to make sure those guys are here for consecutive days so they can practice and be with the quarterbacks, and the quarterbacks can get a feel for them, and they get a feel for the quarterbacks and a feel for their teammates. It is important for them to be out there, but again, you know, we'll know more as we go through the week.
How much of the new facilities and the therapeutic pools, how much of a difference has that made? Because we've seen in years past, if a player gets one of those soft tissue injuries, they're gone for 3-4, even longer as far as weeks go.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's been it's really helped. And again, I give a lot of that credit to Dee and Jimmy for making that a reality, you know, and putting back into our players so that we can rehab guys and get them back out here quickly. And then Joe Sheehan designing this thing, you know, he knew exactly what it needed to look like, feel like, in order to get our players back when those things do happen. And again, he's done a great job, and he's really, you know, helped me and taught me these guys with these soft tissue injuries. You don't want to bring them back too soon because you could lose them for more time afterwards if they all of a sudden pull something.
Hey, when you talk about, you emphasize to RG Robert about sliding and taking care of himself, outside of just sitting him down and talking to him, is there anything you did to demonstrate the
demanded? Yeah. Demand it. No, I don't need to do that. I mean, you want to play quarterback in our system for us, there's certain things we ask quarterback to do. Those are two of them. You got to do it. You got to protect the ball. You got to take care of yourself because you need to be out there with your teammates. And so he gets it. I mean, I think he understands it, but it's still in progress. It's something we got to keep working at, you know. huge. Yeah, that was very important. It's good to see him do that. I mean, that's what he needs to do. That's what we're asking him to do as our quarterback.
You talked about how it's a huge week for both Joe Hayden and for Corey Coleman. Obviously, this is a dress rehearsal game.
Mm-hmm.
How important do you think it really is for those guys to just get out there and get good work?
I think you said it. That's what's important. They need to be out there with their teammates, you know, good practice against somebody different than the guys they practice against a lot, you know, and then have opportunity to play in a game too. You know, that's the goal for all those guys. You know, I want to see them play in a game against a different opponent and come out there and prepare and get ready for a game, because a couple weeks from now it's real, you know, and so they need to have that experience heading into our first game.
Kind of perfect timing to have this week with Tampa then, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is. I mean, it's been great. I mean, a lot of teams probably wouldn't, you know, do it on the third week, but I thought it'd be best for us, and I couldn't foresee the physical injuries that we were going to have or anything, so it wasn't any magic solution. It just worked out this way, but I think it's working out in our favor, because I think it's important for us and for what we have coming up in the near future.
How long ago did you Cutter schedule this?
We did this a while back, way before
draft.
The summer. Yeah.
The draft,
no, I think after the draft is when we really talked about it. But again, they were in Jacksonville last week practicing, and obviously they like doing this, because I think, again, it gives them a chance to evaluate their team too. And I'm just thrilled that they've invited us there so that we can do this together.
How do you figure out how to use Josh in practice with the ones, as far as getting them ready for week five? But not taking a bunch of reps from guys who play the first 4 weeks.
Well, I think what's important is I don't really know him yet as a football player. I'm learning, and I need to see what he's able to do. And he's talented, obviously. You know, he has a lot of talent. So the more I can see him and feel him before, because he will be away and not being able to do that, the more I can understand when he gets back and he can hit the ground running, you know, the right way. So it's important for him to be out there with those guys. It's important for him to be with the ones, because I think he's going to be one of our better players. So. We got to put him out there and see what he's capable of doing.
How about Jamar Taylor getting a little bit of work with the first team at corner today?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of our starting corners. That's what it means.
And how did he earn that, and what did you see in him that led you to that?
Plays the game the way we want him to play it. You know, he made some plays the other night on the ball. I mean, I expect our corners to get their hands on balls, you know, and defense the other team's receivers. So, again, we're going to keep, you know, mixing and matching until we get this right. That's just how I am. That's how our defensive staff is. That's how our offensive staff is. You know, our job is to put the best players out there and give them a chance to play and put people in position to be successful. So that's what we're going to do.
He obviously didn't work out for him in Miami. Is he just making the most of a fresh start?
Yeah. Again, I can't speak to what happened there. I just think here he's been outstanding. I mean, he's done everything we've asked him to do, and he's done it the right way, and he's a good football player.
And Tremont's played enough nickel where he's comfortable slide inside?
Oh, there's no question. He's done it, like you said. I mean, he's done it here and done a good job of that. So Tremont is fine, and will do a good job for us too.
Is this an amazing opportunity for then Jamar for him to go against the box and for him to really show in this game, the dress rehearsal game, that he wants this job?
Absolutely. There's no question. I mean, I think anybody we put out there first, they got a chance to go claim what's theirs and what they want, you know, and that's all people, I think everybody wants, just an opportunity, you know, to show that they belong or that they should be, you know, one of the 53 and one of the guys that are one of the starters. So he's going to get that opportunity, and he's got to make the most of it.